Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. And that's the King's Brass, led by Tim Zimmerman. Angels We Have Heard on High. To start things off on Kansas Public Radio's noon hour of classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. For the holiday times, there'll be a bit more this noon hour later, with more carols by the Delmonic Quartet, also Mozart, and the 27th Symphony, coming up today on KPR. I'm Jeb Watson. I want to thank you for joining me. Before we continue, just a quick note that if you enjoyed that holiday brass piece, you might be interested to know about what's going on at the Leeds Center this Friday, the 5th, at noon. Brassmas 2025, a festive celebration of low brass music for the holidays, a celebration of music, community, and the holiday spirit at the Leeds Center here in Lawrence, Kansas. A free concert with brass music and holiday favorites. Again, it's this Friday, December 5th, at noon, a free concert. Find out all the details at lead.ku.edu. We'll keep things moving right along next and bring you the Indianapolis Symphony. We've got a concert overture, one written by Antonin Dvorak, for you next, from 1891, called In Nature's Realm, next on KPR. Composed in 1891, the concert overture In Nature's Realm, music by Antonin Dvorak, performed by the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. 12:27 now. Still to come, Mozart, and in a few short minutes, the 27th Symphony. Still to come on Kansas Public Radio. On the KU campus, it is 39 degrees. Not getting much warmer this afternoon. We have a slight chance of some flurries and sprinkles a bit later this afternoon. Tonight, we should have chilly temperatures, a low of 10 degrees, and wind chills as cold as -1, with winds gusting up to 25 miles an hour at times. Tomorrow is going to be a sunny day with temperatures in the mid-20s. KPR is in the middle of a year-end fundraising event that began yesterday with Giving Tuesday. Trying to raise some money for the station at the end of the year to start the next year in a strong financial position. Some folks who have pledged their support at kansaspublicradio.org that we'd like to say thank you to now. Marvin Nestler of Overland Park, thank you for your donation, as well as an anonymous donor from Topeka. Yesterday, we heard from Cheyenne Stetler of Wamego, Kansas, Sophia Yu of Platte City, Missouri, and David and Kim Zerfus of Manhattan. Thanks to all of you for your support of Kansas Public Radio. We'll hear next some music for viola and piano by an English viola virtuoso named Rebecca Clark. This tune of hers is called Morpheus, which, just in case you were wondering, has nothing to do with any of those Matrix pictures, but refers rather to the name of the Greek god associated with sleep and dreams. The music itself is quite dreamy. Helen Callis playing viola, Robert McDonald piano, with Morpheus from Rebecca Clark on KPR. From composer Rebecca Clark, a tune called Morpheus, played by Helen Callis playing viola and pianist Robert McDonald on Kansas Public Radio. 12:36 now. We're live. We're local. KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us here on a Wednesday afternoon. The Delmonic Quartet has a little holiday music for us. before the hour is through. We hope that you'll think about what KPR brings to your life, whether that's discovering innovative composers, hosts who share musical history, or commercial-free airwaves. During our winter drive, we're asking you to make a simple, intentional choice. Support classical music for all Kansans and beyond. Just $15 a month keeps this essential service strong. Commit now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your gift will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. We thank you for your support, as well as thanks also to Ron Gacious of Lawrence, Kansas, Ardith and John Pierce of St. Louis, Missouri, Catherine Hamilton of Topeka, Heather Sopper of Lawrence, Deanna Newman also of Lawrence, and Walt Warren, contributing over in West Virginia. Thanks to all of you for your support of KPR. We've got Mozart next. The Prague Chamber Orchestra and Sir Charles McCarris have Symphony No. 27 on KPR. Mozart's 27th Symphony in G Major, performed by the Prague Chamber Orchestra, led by Sir Charles McCarris, today on Kansas Public Radio. NPR News, coming up in a few short minutes. Support for classical music comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. The Delmoni String Quartet with O Little Town of Bethlehem on KPR. It's about 1 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News. Classics continue in the next hour. Holiday offerings with a medley of French Christmas carols. That plus the Cleveland Orchestra and Joshua Bell with Robert Schumann's Violin Concerto. All just ahead for you on Wednesday afternoon. Beg your pardon? That was supposed to be something else. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news comes from Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a community sing-along featuring songs to welcome in the Christmas season. Also accepting food donations for community food pantries. December 7th, 7 p.m., more at tlclawrence.org.
Live from NPR News, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. It's the Berlin Philharmonic conductor Herbert von Karajan and the famous Barcarolle from The Tales of Hoffmann from composer Jacques Offenbach. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me once more on Kansas Public Radio during an afternoon of classical music, an hour that'll bring us Joshua Bell alongside the Cleveland Orchestra for Robert Schumann's Violin Concerto. We'll hear as well from the Mount Royal Singers with a medley of traditional French Christmas carols, all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. We'll hear next from the London Symphony and conductor Antal Doradi and one of the marvelous Hungarian rhapsodies by Franz Liszt, in this case, Rhapsody No. 6, in D-flat major. Next for you on Kansas Public Radio. Hungarian Rhapsody No. 6 in D-flat major by Franz Liszt, played by the London Symphony, conducted by Antal Doradi on KANU. Kansas Public Radio. 121 now. And in just a few minutes, Joshua Bell and the Cleveland Orchestra will get together for Robert Schumann's Violin Concerto. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the iconic 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Support also comes from you, and we thank each and every one of you who have pledged your support for KPR during our winter drive, which began yesterday with Giving Tuesday. We're trying to end the year in a strong financial position to bring you more public broadcasting throughout the next year, especially in light of the loss of federal funding this year. We'd like to say thank you to some people who have pledged yesterday evening. Francis Hudson of Emporia, Kansas, who reminds us of the old saying that when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Quite so. And thank you, Francis, from Emporia. An anonymous donor from all the way over in Oakland, California, supporting public radio in his home state of Kansas. Thanks very much to Mary Gage of Lawrence, Kansas, Richard Pund of Overland Park, Janice Pinson of Leawood, Kansas, Forrest Chumley of Manhattan, Tracy Harrison and Vic Peterson of Lawrence, and a slew of anonymous donors from Roland Park, Overland Park, Lawrence, Parkville, Missouri, Leawood, Manhattan, Plainville, and Emporia, and as far as Washington, D.C. Thanks so much to everyone who has pledged your support thus far during our year-end fundraising event. You can pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. We'll spend a bit of time next with the Mount Royal Little Singers. They got a medley of traditional French Christmas carols next on KPR. The Singers of Mount Royal, the Mount Royal Little Singers, and a medley of traditional French Christmas carols here on Kansas Public Radio. A minute past 1:30 now, and waiting us at the top of the hour is our next NPR News update, and classical music continues till 3 p.m., of course. And then later tonight at 7, after all things considered, oranges, mandarins, miracles, and Mozart. All this evening during Destiny's classical music from 7 to 9, she's got music of Gershwin, Prokofiev, Bartok, Beethoven, and Mozart. Classical music continues tonight from 7 to 9 on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. We'll make room now for the Cleveland Orchestra, led by Christoph von Dohnányi and violinist Joshua Bell, with the one and only Violin Concerto and one of the last significant works by Robert Schumann from 1853. It's his Violin Concerto next on KPR. The only Violin Concerto and one of the final pieces overall by Robert Schumann, composed in 1853. His Violin Concerto in D minor, played by the Cleveland Orchestra, led by Christoph von Dohnányi and violinist Joshua Bell on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us Bach and Howard Hanson's Merry Mount Sweet.
Hi, this is Feli, director of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Your support today secures tomorrow's news.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. the Trinity Choir of Boston, and the First Noel here on Kansas Public Radio as we get closer and closer to the high holidays. We've got classical music until 3 p.m. Murray Pariah will take the keyboard later to play us the Italian Concerto by Bach and the Cincinnati Pops with a famous Marymount Suite by Howard Henson and a visit from the Galliard Brass Ensemble with more for you from the holidays. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along on Friday, December 5th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at BachAriaSoloists.com. We're going to listen next to some music from a composer, one that you may not be incredibly acquainted with, music from one Saverio Mercadante, an Italian composer born in the late 18th century, who was, in his lifetime, a particularly notable composer of operas. And while he may not have ever gained the international celebrity of Donizetti or Bellini or Rossini, he was as prolific as any of them. What we'll listen to is a concerto of his in B-flat major for clarinet, played by the master players led by conductor Richard Schumacher and clarinetist Carl Lister on KPR. A clarinet concerto in B-flat major from one of the lesser-known Italian operatic composers of the early 19th century, Saverio Mercadante. Richard Schumacher was conductor of the master players with clarinetist Carl Lister on Kansas Public Radio. 2:27 now, and still to come in just over 10 minutes, the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra with a delightful suite from the opera Marymount by Howard Hanson. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future, one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. 39 degrees on the KU campus with cloudy skies. We have a slight chance of some sprinkles and flurries a little later this afternoon. Tonight we'll have chilly temperatures, a low of 10, with winds gusting as high as 25 miles an hour, wind chills as cold as minus 1. Tomorrow should be sunny, with highs in the mid-20s. Next on KPR, Murray Pariah takes the piano. We'll hear the Italian Concerto in F Major, music by Bach, on KPR. The Italian Concerto in F Major, music by Bach, played by pianist Murray Pariah, on Kansas Public Radio. Speaking of music by Bach, work by Bach, Handel, Debussy, John Rutter, and Samuel Barber is all going to be a part of a holiday concert by the Bach Aria Soloists, which is taking place this Friday, December 5th, at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in KCMO. Find out more about this concert and how to attend at BachAriaSoloists.com. It is about 2:41, and at 3 p.m. it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, catch more music with Destiny. She'll be your host from 7 to 9 p.m. and on tonight's program, Oranges, Mandarins, Miracles, and Mozart. Hear the music of Gershwin, Prokofiev, Bartok, Beethoven, and Mozart. During Classical Music with Destiny, that's tonight from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. You know, KPR listeners are engaged in their communities, and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. We have a performance now of the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, Eric Kunzel conducting, from composer Howard Hanson. Music written in 1933 as part of his opera The Maypole of Marymount. It's the Marymount Suite on Kansas Public Radio. Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel, and a suite from the 1933 opera by Howard Hanson from Marymount, here on Kansas Public Radio. Rounding out this hour with the Galliard Brass Ensemble and their rendition of Carol of the Bells, here on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me for today's classical music. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. It's about 3 p.m. and stay tuned for All Things Considered. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. And Theodore Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theodorelawrence.com. It's 3 o'clock.